AI. So apparently there's a whole crop of startups racing to build AI that reads your contracts before your lawyer does, and some of them are worth over $3 billion for reading PDFs. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Let's talk about the quiet gold rush happening in legal tech. This week, I want to introduce you to three companies you've probably never heard of: Luminance, Ironclad, and Legora AI. And together, they tell you everything about where AI is actually making money right now. Not chatbots, not image generators contracts. Here's the setup. Luminance, out of the UK, just raised $75 million in a Series C, led by a firm called Point72. Their pitch, what they call legal-grade AI, basically a souped-up model trained specifically to catch weird clauses buried in a 200-page merger agreement. Not ChatGPT with a law degree, something built from the ground up for exactly this job. Then there's Ironclad AI. This one's wild. They've raised over $300 million total, and they're valued at $3.2 billion. $3.2 billion for contract lifecycle management software. Which I know sounds like the least exciting sentence I've said all episode. But here's the thing, Ironclad isn't just reviewing contracts, it's running the entire pipeline. Drafting, approvals, e-signatures, and then afterward analyzing whether the terms you agreed to actually worked out for AI. And then Legora, out of Stockholm, $80 million, led by IconIQ and General Catalyst. And their whole angle is don't make lawyers leave Word and Outlook. Just live inside the tools they already use and quietly surface the right precedent while they're typing. Here's where it gets interesting. These three companies represent three completely different bets on the same problem. Luminance is betting on our model is just smarter. Ironclad is betting on we own the whole workflow. And Legora is betting on we just need to be where lawyers already are. And honestly, I think this is one of the most undercovered AI stories of the year. Everyone's obsessed with chatbots writing essays. Meanwhile, actual law firms, the buttoned-up, risk-averse, slowest-moving industry on earth, are quietly handing over first-draft review to machines. Goldman Sachs has actually put a number on this. Up to 44% of legal work could theoretically be automated. 44%, that's not a rounding error, that's a restructuring takeaway. Contracts are boring, but boring is exactly where AI makes its money. AI, nobody's building a billion-dollar startup to write you a poem. They're building one to catch the liability clause you missed on page 94. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the funding numbers go up, something else was happening quietly underneath all of it. Every single one of these companies is obsessed with drawing a very specific line, and that line is the AI does not get to make the final call. They call it human sign-off. And at first I thought that was just legal industry caution, you know, lawyers being lawyer AI. But the more I dug into this, the more I think it's actually the whole business model. Think about it. If Luminance's AI misses a liability cap in a merger agreement and the deal blows up, who's getting sued? Not the AI, the lawyer who signed off on it. So these companies aren't just building smart software, they're building software that makes sure the human stays legally, financially, and professionally on the hook. The AI drafts, the AI flags risk, the AI even predicts with the startup called Theo AI, how a lawsuit might go, but somewhere a licensed human has to put their name on it. AI, and if you're thinking, wait, isn't that the same conversation we're having about AI in medicine and AI driving cars and pretty much everything else? Yeah, it is. Every high stakes industry is landing on the exact same design pattern. Let the AI do the grunt work, but keep a human as the legally responsible adult in the room. There's also a less flattering side to this. Analysts keep flagging that these models still struggle with nuance, actual legal reasoning, not just pattern matching. AI. And there's a privacy problem nobody wants to say out loud. You're literally feeding your most confidential contracts, your M&A deals, your trade secrets into somebody else's AI model. That's a trust exercise a lot of general counsels are still not comfortable with. So here's the nuance. This isn't AI replacing lawyers. Not yet, maybe not ever, for the stuff that actually matters. It's AI replacing the part of being a lawyer that everybody secretly hated anyway, combing through a 500-page contract at midnight looking for one bad clause. Quick hits before we go. AI, Anthropic's Claude is apparently becoming the go-to model for legal work, specifically because it can hold an entire contract or even a whole regulatory filing in its head at once, no chopping documents into pieces. Clio, the law firm management platform, just rolled out an AI partner that summarizes documents and generates your bills for you, which, if you're a lawyer, might be the first AI feature that actually gets applause. AI. And somewhere in legal Twitter this week, someone pointed out that half these startups are calling their product a copilot, which at this point might just be the most overused word in tech since revolutionary. So here's the big picture. Every headline about AI taking over some industry always assumes it's an all-or-nothing takeover. But what's actually happening in legal, and honestly probably everywhere else too, is more like a negotiation. The machine drafts, flags, predicts, and organizes. The human signs, decides, and takes the blame if it's wrong. That's not replacement. AI. That's a very expensive, very well-funded division of labor. So maybe the real question isn't, will AI take lawyers' jobs? Maybe it's, how long until every high-stakes profession has its own version of that sign-off line? And when it gets there, will you even notice where the human ends and the machine begins? That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.